all the turmoil in the world, both the greater world and our own world, wouldn't it be nice to know that we make a difference? Well, not only do we each make a difference, but we make a powerful difference. And tonight, we're going to show you how to do that. Good evening, everyone. This is Dave Grzovic of Ascension Breathing, and I'm here with my partner, Pat.
Good evening. It's so wonderful to have you with us.
And we are delighted to be offering you this meditation this evening on how you can make a difference. And most of the time when action is required, we take up a position, we voice our opinion, we take actions, we write letters, we talk to people. And that is making change in the world of form. But any change in the world of form, in the outward world, requires a change in consciousness. And this is where we are most powerful. If we are able to change our consciousness, we can literally change any situation. And it is simply because we think all change has to happen in the material world that we feel like we're powerless. And in a way, we are. Because if we work only in the world of form, there is great effort to create change, especially if the underlying consciousness is not ready for it yet. But we are not powerless. We are very powerful creators. In fact, it has been proven through study after study after study that to initiate a change requires a very, very, very small amount of people. Essentially, we're talking about the square root of 1% of a given population. So let's do a little math. When we take the square root of 1% of a population, let's choose a million. 1% of a million is 10,000. And the square root of 10,000 is 100. It only takes 100 people in a common change in consciousness to alter the behavior of the population of a million. And what do I mean by alter? What I mean by that is it has been proven that violent crime goes down, that visits to emergency rooms are less often, that there are less automobile accidents. And these are beyond statistical probabilities. It is a proven fact. You know, I'm not sure we fully grasp the power we have at our fingertips. Gather 100 people for a like cause and become the peace you wish to see in your environment, and it will happen. Study after study has shown this. Now here's the thing though, is that when we stop the meditation, then the behavior returns. And all that means is that rather than us, and I think this is the challenge of a lot of us on the spiritual path, is that how do we bring our experience of oneness, our experience of peace within, out into the world with us when we go about our day? That's really the challenge, because when we do that, then the peace is sustainable, not only outside of ourselves, but within ourselves and in everything that we experience. I think that's what's meant by bringing heaven to earth.
I think what's important to remember is that each of us has a role to play in changing our own consciousness and the consciousness of the planet. And if we commit to the practice of breathing, meditation, and being, what Dave loves to call B&B, like a bed and breakfast, we really can contribute more than we really believe or even understand. And each of us is connected in one, And when we change who we are, and when we bring more light, and we shine that light around us, it makes it easier for the person next to us and the person next to them to elevate their consciousness as well. So isn't it worth the time, the effort, and the commitment to this practice?
And that's the secret. The more you practice it, the more you become it. And the more, or I should say, the less you need to do to be that, because it's an actual extension of you. And the irony of it is you just want to do more of it because it's just so wonderful. And it's just a joy to bring these blessings out into the day and to reflect the light and love back to people so that they have an experience of who they truly are. This provides, this light, these experiences that are had provide the foundation for change in the world. It is the light bridge upon which we were all connected. And when you change one part of the web, you change the entire part of the web. And that's why, like what Pat said, it becomes easier for the next person who follows on after you. So why don't we get started? Come into that place of peace by relaxing the body.
And we're going to invoke now for divine guidance to the Supreme God, to the Divine Father and the Divine Mother, to the beings of light in the angelic realm, calling on all the saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, guides, and to our ancestors, our higher soul. We thank you for your divine guidance. We thank you for your divine awarenesses. We are so grateful for the inspiration, for the illumination, for the divine protection. Thank you for all of your priceless blessings. With gratitude and deep respect and love, we thank you in full faith.
Relaxing the body. Taking a breath. And with the breath, allow the body to get a little more relaxed. Breathe in. Breathe out. And with each exhale, with each breath, the body goes a little deeper into relaxation. Feel the body settle into the chair. Breathe. Close your eyes. Relax. Every muscle in my body relaxes. Every breath takes me deeper. As you breathe in, you're breathing in life. Feel the life. Your choice for life as you breathe in. Feel it awaken the body. I am life. What if it there was more than just life that you breathe in? But you breathe in light, the light of God, and you breathe in love of God. Imagine the possibilities if that is who you are. With this awareness, begin to connect your breath now. Just in a very gentle way.
No pause between the in-breath and out-breath. Relaxing into the state of breathing. The breath will breathe you. And it's safe for me to be here and safe for me to do my work.
And because it is the breath that is breathing you, the breath is spirit. Every breath connects you deeper to spirit, to source, to God, to all of life. I am one with life. I am one with all. Continuing to breathe. I let go of all that is not the truth of who I am.
And when you exhale, your breath is part of my inhale. And when I exhale, my breath is part of your inhale. Connected and one. Connected and one. Connecting to our higher soul. Connected to Source. I am one with Source energy. I am one with all. There is only oneness. The breath connects us all.
I am one with the web of life. Life is love, and through love, I am connected to life and to everyone and everything. I am an extension of God out into the world. I am part of the trees, the flowers, and the bees. The animals and the earth. Even though it seems this is not true, let the mind slip away and let the body feel and know what the soul already knows. Awareness awakens and truth appears. Great light descends upon you, coming into your crown and penetrating through the entire body, all the subtle bodies, clearing out all negative thinking, all limited thinking, all fear thinking, all separation thinking. I disintegrate these thought forms now, and with the help of the great beings of light who are with me, this is so. So be it now. Feel yourself getting lighter. As these heavy thought forms disintegrate. See your aura becoming brighter. As you allow more and more light into you. Receive it now.
All obstacles that stand in my way of being lighter, I give you permission to go now. I am open. I am available. To be an instrument of service. Settling in. Be still and be aware.
Settle in even more, even deeper. Allow the breath to slow. body, mind. Deep to where the soul lives. Feel that place. Stillness and silence and peace. Allow your guides to show you the inner peace and from peace comes strength and from strength comes greatness. And thereupon I am a master of my life and of creation. I am a master. I am a master. Still and be aware and allow. Thank you.
To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, to all the holy angels, archangels, and saints, spiritual helpers, gurus, teachers, guides, and to our ancestors and our higher soul, we thank you for this beautiful divine journey into lightness, into consciousness, into peace. We thank you for your divine guidance and insights and awarenesses. We thank you for clearing the obstacles that prevent us from being peace that we want to see. But knowing that we're one step closer, we are so deeply grateful for your divine blessings. Light, love, strength, power, and courage. Thank you for your priceless blessings.
Amen. Slowly coming back into your body. Move your hands and feet and raise your hands shoulder height with your palms facing forward. See in front of you family and friends. Let us share these blessings with them. Bless them now with love and light. Love and kindness. And a light heart. Extend these blessings out into the community that you live. Beyond into your country. And especially into the United States, where there is great division and separation occurring. Send blessings of divine guidance, divine love, divine light, divine will to all the people everywhere, and especially the politicians who are stewards of the country and its people. May they be blessed with God's love and light. And know the peace within. For when there is peace within, there is peace without.
And extending these blessings to the world, all the people in the world, may they be blessed with good health and happiness, with peace and prosperity. May they have goodwill and the will to do good. Blessings be to all.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this meditation. We are grateful for you stepping up to help change the world and bring heaven to earth, because that's only going to happen through you and me. You know, we mentioned at the beginning how such a small number of people can make such a large difference. Take this meditation, do it again. Grab some friends, some family members, do it together. When more and more are joined together, things change. In the name of light and love, we can have a better world, a better planet. And it's up to you and me. So we certainly invite you to do that. There's a blog post about how you can make a difference in the world. Check it out at ascensionbreathing.com. It's complimentary to this meditation. Please have a moment. Check out our Facebook page at Ascension Breathing and like us there. We would like it if you liked us. And sign up for our newsletter and look for our coming programs. We would be very, very grateful for you to join us on Unleashing Unlimitedness as we come up into the month of February. And also a webinar that's coming your way, From Ordinary to Extraordinary. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Also, if you feel so inclined, and we would appreciate it if you did, if you would go to bodyworkshealingcenter.com, like us on Facebook, and if you're local, come and visit us. We would love to meet you.
You can call us at 734-416-5200. And as a reminder, these meditations, this one and all others, are available for a very nominal fee for you to download on your computer and use it wherever you are, whenever you are capable or willing or feel inspired. Thank you. We love you. And we look forward to spending time with you again next month.
Namaste.
Namaste.